Broadcasting live from the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum in Columbus, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Well, good afternoon. We are at the 2014 Jim Blanchard Leadership Conference, and it has been unbelievable. Every speaker has topped the last speaker, which is hard to believe, and we have Sheryl Sandberg coming up next. But I'm very honored in Booth 61 right now. One of my longtime dear friends, former church buddy, and someone that we were actually business partners at one time,
that's right,
has just joined me, Mr. Stephen Butler. Steve Butler is the chairman of the board of the W.C. Bradley Company, which, if you're not familiar with Columbus, Georgia, is the mothership. Synovus, TSIS, so many organizations have come out of W.C. Bradley. Steve is the chairman of the board and has just been a role model for integrity, character, and ethics the 50 years that I've had the privilege of knowing him. Steve, welcome to Booth 61.
Thank you so much, Ricky. It's a great honor, and I appreciate those kind comments. That's very generous.
You're a great man, and you always have been. Tell me about the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum and what it means for Columbus, Georgia.
Well, it's truly an amazing thing that we have the caliber of speakers that we've had over a long period of time. In fact, I think what has happened is that, you know, we've had people like George Bush and Laura Bush and Colin Powell and all kinds of great leaders. And so the next group of leaders that are invited, they look at who's been here. And, you know, it just keeps getting better and better. So it's just amazing. And, you know, the turnout is always, it's sold out. And people come from, you know, I don't know how far to come to this thing. I'm sure there are a lot of Atlanta people here. But people really know they're going to be in for a treat. And Jimmy says this is like a smorgasbord. And, you know, it's just like having dessert all day. You know, it's just incredible what you're exposed to.
It's amazing. Tell me about the W.C. Bradley Company. A lot of people know the W.C. Bradley Company that are older folks like me,
right,
as Charbroil.
Right.
But there's Zibco and Coleman and this and that and the other. What is W.C. Bradley Company doing in 2014?
Well, we don't own Coleman, but the three biggest companies that we have are Charbroil, which is the largest, and then Zibco, which is expanding into Europe now. Zibco's been around for a long time. It's an old brand. A lot of people started fishing using Zibco.
Zibco 202.
Yeah, 33. And but anyway, we're expanding into Europe. We have I retired as CEO in 2008, and we hired a guy from Belgium, in fact, Marc Olivier, who I think was really surprised that he would be interested in working for a Columbus, Georgia family-owned company, but he loves it. And we've got Charbroil, Zibco, and then Lamplight, which is in Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee. And their big brand is Tiki, which is outdoor lighting, torches, torch fuel, that sort of thing. And we sell to Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and most of the big box retailers around the country and in Canada and like I say now in Europe.
Lamplight was what I was thinking about, the third one instead of Coleman. But if you've never used a Charbroil grill, I have a gas and a charcoal. And they quit doing charcoal for a couple of years,
that's
and
right.
I cried about it, and they came back to charcoal.
We got charcoal. In fact, we've got a new product that we will be introducing. It'll be in production to be, I think, ready about November of this year. That's a kettle grill that, you know, we think will make a strong run at the Weber kettle. So we're excited about that. And it's a hinged kettle grill that's very substantial, and I think it's going to be very well received. So
that's great. I look forward to having one of those.
Yeah,
in my arsenal.
You need to get one.
I like to cook, and I like to eat even better. But Steve, you've grown up in Columbus, Georgia. You've been here all your life other than school and other things.
Right.
Tell me about why Columbus, Georgia is such a great city. I already know the answer to this question, but I want our audience to hear.
Well, you know, we've had some people that, going back quite a few years, probably 30, 40 years, who have been very interested in a couple of things. One is the revitalization of Columbus, and in particular, preserving our heritage and our, you know, being committed to historic preservation. And that's been going on for a very long time, and it has just in the last, I'm going to say, 10 or so years, 10 or 15 years, really gained some momentum. There've been a lot of very successful fundraisers, capital campaigns with Columbus State. You know, we've had $300 million campaigns, one for the National Infantry Museum, one for the arts that built the River Center, and also the CSU campaign, which part of that was bringing Columbus State to the downtown area, which really, along with the historic preservation and everything, has created a tremendous amount of momentum. And that too just keeps building on itself and getting better and better. There are restaurants coming all the time, and we've got the opportunity. Columbus State is also looking to bring another couple of thousand students downtown with the health sciences, nursing, and education. So they've got about 800 or 900, I think, downtown now. But you bring another couple of thousand, and it's just going to be transformative. And I mean, then you've got things like Whitewater, which is a regional attraction. You've got, you know, we were just talking about the new zip lines across the from Georgia to Alabama across the river. But really, just an exciting place and gaining momentum. And besides all that, Columbus is a great place to raise a family. We got a lot of great schools and churches, and, you know, in comparison to, you know, some bigger communities, people are finding that, you know, it's just a very family-friendly town, and are attracted to be here. A lot of stuff going on, and a good place to live.
Well, I think that family is a big word in Columbus, Georgia.
Yes.
And I think it goes back to W.C. Bradley and his children, and, right, of course, your dad, Dr. Clarence Butler, and Bill Turner, and just a generation and generational down to you and Brad and John and others who continue to be such great givers and sharing not just your financial resources, but your intellect and your passion for Columbus. And I think that's what makes it such a darn great city.
Well, it is. And Columbus, as I was saying, it's a very generous city. And it's a, you know, you hear Jimmy Blanchard in his speech talking about culture and values. And, you know, we've just got a lot of companies who have believed in that as being the heart of business, is creating a place that people feel trusted and respected and cared for. And there are a lot of companies that have that in Columbus. And so that, too, attracts a lot of people. And, you know, we find people being surprised to, you know, they may be reluctant. They get recruited and they bring their families and then find out it's just a great place to be.
Well, Steve, I know you want to get back into the next session to hear Ms. Sandberg, but it's been a great honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're a great friend, and please say hello to your wife, Kent.
And I'll do that, and you
give her my best.
And you to Beth as well.
God bless. Thank you, Steve.
God bless you. Thank you.